Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Orly Benny Davis and this is From Jerusalem with Love. Today is December 12, 2018 and I'm so happy to be here. An incredible day in history when we have visitors from all over the world coming to visit, you know, noticing that this is the end of the year and it's holiday season. So that it's really a precious time for them to come to visit and we honor that. We had Mr. Salvini, the Minister of Interior from Italy, who came yesterday, who visit the North and visit the Tolerance, the Museum of Tolerance today, which was incredible historical event. Then we had people talking to us about what's the situation in the North is happening and what's the threat of Iran is happening in Syria. So I know that we have a lot to talk about. I know that you have a lot of friends out there that actually planning to come and visit the Holy Land. And it's really a really great season to visit. And we welcome everybody. We don't have a minister of religion that can welcome you, but I will do that for him or for her. It's like, guys, this is the land of God. We want you all here to come visit and go. No, really, come visit. Maybe you can build some hotels or two. We are trying to build the roads and make it better, but you still have a lot to build and a lot of resources to find because they are, you know, this is the Middle East. You can find treasure everywhere. It's history in the making constantly. So bear with us. We're going to be talking about everything that's going on today and my visit to Jerusalem, you know, on the hill of Jerusalem today. So it will be interesting. It will be busy like usual. And the rain was a blessing today and the last few days. So we're really, really exciting to start a new year because we are so exhausted from 2018. 2018 was an incredible challenge. So bear with me and we'll be back after this. It will be just a few, okay? Bear with us. Thank you so much.
John O'Vandor.
And I'm Ross Nichols.
Join us on our program, Israel on My Mind, a show that broadcasts all the weekly goodness that flows like milk and honey from the Holy Land straight into your ears with humorous and happy news stories.
We're going to be talking about...
What are we going to talk about?
A person who takes out a terrorist with a pizza tray.
And there's Donald Trump talking to a turkey. What's that about?
A 71-year-old rock star is a staunch supporter of Israel.
Join us on our program, Israel on My Mind,
every Thursday.
All right, this is Orly Benny Davis, and we are back with Jerusalem, from Jerusalem with Love. Now, there is a story that I want to tell you, because I love when life takes you back and forth. And, you know, there's like people who said, oh, I saw you 2,000 years ago, and now we're married. I don't know how it happened. It's like, yeah, that's destiny. When destiny involves, that's the incredible state of affair where I love to live in because I trust in God. And when destiny comes calling, it means that you are in play. All right. So the story like that, I've been in, you know, a lobbyist with APEC for many years. And I was on the Hill, D.C. It was a reception. And then we went to the hotel, you know, in the lobby of the hotel, I ran into a girl that spoke a very nice English accent, but she talks like Italian. So I told her, you're Italian. And she said, sure, I am. And I asked her, what are you doing here? She said, well, I come from the lobby, the European lobby, and we visiting for the first time DC, and we want to come with you, see how it goes. And sure enough, we start talking, and then she pull up, the real card, which said, "Hey, I have a member of the parliament, the Italian parliament, that used to be a fascist party, and he wants to visit Israel, but the community, the Jewish community, will not allow it." And I'm, you know, with this dismay, what do you mean they don't allow it? Like, what? This is Israel. This is the Holy Land. It belongs to everybody. What do you mean? But it was a fascist. Okay, I can understand their history. Fine. So I said, what do you want me to do? And she said, can you help? And sure enough, Orly can help. And I'm calling the next day the prime minister office. Ariel Sharon used to be the prime minister then. And I'm calling to the professor, Dr. Ranan Gissin, that used to be the advisor. I said, Ranan, there is a parliament member that wants to visit. And she said to me, you have to talk to the foreign minister. So I'm talking to the foreign minister, that was Silvan Shalom. And Silvan Shalom, no, it's the prime minister office. Sure enough, they ping-pong me between, and, you know, forget the screaming that I have to get. And I'm, you know, in South Carolina, after I'm going back, you know, after saluting everybody in the delegation from Italy and going back and trying to follow up, and still, you know, those nobody confirm it. And I said to myself, okay, what should I do? And I'm calling and I'm talking. And every time she calls from Italy and she said, okay, the member of parliament wants really an invitation. I said, you know what? We'll make it. Sure enough, I got somebody to get the invitation going, and we start, you know, incredible relationship with this Gianfranco Fini, which will visit and become the Minister of Foreign Affairs. And, you know, it's incredible stature that he was there, and it was the relationship that go and flourished. And sure enough, in 2008, they calling me and they're sending me a delegate from the member of parliament from Italy, who gave me a letter to the Jewish people. And that letter, and I am sure I talked about it, that letter was the Berlusconi government that was about to take hold in April 2008. He will be happy to have a friendship relationship like America, because, you know, Berlusconi is really a Western. He's pro-America, and he's a very guy, is a good guy and smart, very smart guy. So and he chose me, of course, he's very smart. So sure enough, they gave me this letter, and I took to this rendezvous the assistant to the president, Bill Clinton, Hank Schenkoff, that was a guest on my show. I don't know if here on this station, but he was. So if maybe I can call upon him and refresh his memory. But the idea was that it was like a love note to the Jewish people from Mr. Berlusconi. And when they told me that Mr. Salvini is coming to town, I said, wow, it took them 10 years to get back to me. Because, you know, once you had this letter in your hand, you send it, everybody forget that you operate. No, it's not that they forget. They love when women do all the work and the men come to the show, right? Sorry, I'm not the feminist thing, but, you know, we had a few situations in the last few days in the Knesset relating to women march, you know, another free Me Too kind of movement against men that were abusive. So I'm not saying that. I'm saying, you know, I've been a player big time, for me to have a letter like this in 2008, but it took them 10 years to come back. So today when I went to the Holocaust Museum and talked to Mr. Salvini, I tried to mention, but I don't like, you know, on one foot to start talking. It's really annoying me because you can never, never send the right message. You can do your best, but you have to be really, really too good or too cute or too something. And it's okay, it passed. But I would love the chance to continue this work. But I don't know if America needs to get involved, because Salvini needs to have a Berlusconi, because we gave, you know, we have the pet with Berlusconi. I don't know, Salvini, he come in, true, honest guy, fine, nice. I love that he's strong. It's incredible. Yeah, fine. They have a very nice demonstration today of the Carabinieri, of the Italian Carabinieri there, that says that they gave him a seal of honor. That was so amazing. Anyway, so what I'm trying to tell you, that history sometimes comes in your door, knock on your door, and you just embrace it, because there is a bigger plan. It took them 10 years, you know, to come back to the same place that they are, same place that they have to reunite their forces with the Italian right and be a pro-Israel, a pro-Western, because Italy always was a country that supported or had a lot of commercial ties with Arab countries. And nobody can blame them, because it's true, it's good. When you have business, is business. So now the business is better with the Americans. I guess that they should take a step and look in their hearts and see how they're going to make a play. Because if you want to know something about the Italian, the incredible builders, incredible, there is incredible technology. And for some reason, people don't think that the Italian are really good fit with the Americans. And I had a comment about it this week, which surprised me, because I know that American love Italian. They love their food, they love their music, they love their, you know, slow motion, some, you know, romantic walks, but they really, really respect Italy and the history that she brought with her. And to me here, that there is maybe the Italian side that has some reservation. Well, of course, if you're working with the other side, it's really hard. But I send a message this week to another country of mine. And I'm not going to, a friend of mine, but I'm not going to mention it this time. I said, you have to pick up a side. Whatever you are, you have to choose if you want to be good or bad, if you want to be, you know, happy or sad, if you want to be hardworking or not. You have to pick a side, for God's sake. So at least we are clear. Right now we are in a mix of everything is so mushy, so frequently, you know, the border of the moral value are gray, in the gray area constantly. The police is really policing, but not, you know, working with a criminal. It's like, God save us, because if we have the stronghold of a system that can see from black and white the right and wrong, we can look forward and have a happy future as a universe. And happy futures start with so many little things, like, you know, commitment to get along, commitment to stop denouncing Israel every second of the day, commitment to go against terrorism, commitment to go against terrorist organization, commitment to vote on the right place in this, you know, in this universe. And by the way, Daniel Danon, the Israeli ambassador to United Nations, was in the Knesset today, and we salute him, and we salute his work, and we salute his life of you know, mission for justice. And he did a very, very nice job with Ambassador Nikki Haley, and we wish him all the best, and have, you know, a lot of hopes for the next ambassador to United Nations, that we wish her all the best and great confirmation, because she was a great speaker for the State Department, and I'm sure she will be good for the world. Oh my God, the world needs so much attention. That's why we need so many women to work hard. And you know, women, if we cut up all the BS, we might make a difference, okay? Stop caring so much about nonsense and start taking care of business. We need to clean house everywhere. And it's not easy, but we can make it. And you know what? Remember, there is a God and it's not us. So you do your best and you will do the rest, right? I'm trying not to talk in rhymes anymore. Okay, I promise. Anyway, guys, it's so good to have you in the chat room. It's so good to have you from so many different countries. Bless your heart. Be good and, you know, keep it tuned because we're going to go to a break and we'll be back after a few, okay? Check with us always in the chat room. Maybe you can find a friend. Bye-bye.
Hi everyone, this is Andrea Simintow from Jerusalem inviting you to drop everything and join me on my show, Pull Up a Chair. We'll visit this week's quirky stories, meet fabulous guests, and discover my Israel. Together we'll laugh, shout, and explain the topics that make us say, hey, we've got to talk about that. So get comfortable and pull up a chair with me, Andrea Simintow, every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back. This is Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. You know, today is an incredible day, but last week we in Israel, we lost a very big star, a star that was humongous, a music celebrity that we all adore and love. And we need to remind everybody that the oldies are not just goodies. They are the trend. They are the history. They are the people who took us from one place to another. And I want to tell everybody, when you see and you listen to the oldies, you have to remember that we've been through so much. And those people are celebrities and they deserve the respect. And I want the radio to put their music on. And it's amazing that you have a struggle of, artists. Okay. It was incredible. But I'll tell you what was wrong with that. Mr. Yigal Bashan was one of the most important singer of the 70s. And he died. He passed away. And we know it was a tragic death, so we don't want to talk about it. But I want to tell you that it was important for us to be together on this. And I met some friends that sings old music, and they are, they're stars, and they remind us the time that we were through war. And they gave us the spirit to get through it all. So I don't know if you guys understand that when a star like this die, it was always the shortcoming of society. I took sociology in college in University of South Carolina, Beaufort. South Carolina is an incredible place to learn sociology because you definitely have the time to observe and understand that the challenges that people have are when they are superstars are incredible because they are really not used to be alone and they want attention and they feel lonely and it's not easy. So if you have an incredible friend that is once used to be a star, don't ever disrespect his records. Don't ever forget that he was somebody, and to be somebody in this world means a lot. It doesn't mean that it's you're supposed to do ooh-wah, but they suffer from a prima donna syndrome, and prima donna syndrome is a very 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 special situation that happens to superstar. That's I call the prima donna syndrome after I ran for Senate because I realized that when the cameras are off, I was down. So I realized that it was like, okay, that was attention deficit. So this Prima Madonna syndrome happens to all the superstars. That's why they go on on the road trips, and they try to get some attention, and they dress up and everything. But it's not because they're stupid or silly. It's because the energy level drops. It's like adrenaline rush, and they need attention of the universe, and the universe sure can give it to them. However, I found a method to solve it as far as I'm concerned, because prima donna, well, I'm nobody in Israel right now, but in America, sometimes, you know, when you're famous a little for 5 minutes, you get attention. But I solve it, because my question of the day was, what did you do for the world lately? And when you do that to yourself, you stop caring about, you know, who talk to you or who care for you. You just have an incredible sensation that you need to give back. And when you're thankful, you are on a thankful mood, you are very happy. Happiness is coming from giving back to the universe. That's how energy circulates. That's why the difference between people that are energy level well good or energy level low, it's the difference of movement. And the movement is in giving and doing and thinking. And any time you see somebody that makes exercise and in good spirit, you know, is a man or a woman on the go, you know, is a good player of this universe. The people that decided that they are too much for this world, they cannot move, you know, and they did drop the ball and say, that's it, I can't. That's sadness that we need as society to embrace and take responsibility and maybe have the chance to save some lives, because life can be saved with some caring call. And that caring call can come in one night, one moment. And the people say that they are so desperate and you don't know why, and you don't know why they are so aching inside and what's the emptiness that they feel. I know for a fact, personally, from experience, that looking for God always is a way to solve that void. Because once your soul, you know, the other entity of your body that nobody claimed to, because, yeah, of course, it's a given, but they don't understand that the soul is a factor. It's a factor in your happiness, a factor in your being, a factor in your, you know, in your energy. Everything about yourself is made from two, from the virtual for the soul, there's something that you can feel, but you don't actually see it, and the physical, that is your body. And as they said, if you keep the balance of both of them together in harmony, you might find a really good, happy way in your life. Now think about what's the soul needs. And everybody is asking how you can feed this soul. So, of course, you pray, but how you can tap into it? So I'll tell you, do you know people that faint sometimes and they lose conscience? What happens to them? What you do to them? You give them some essence. That's where the soul can be reconnected. The essence, for some reason, that's the virtue that give us a power to our soul. So when you have incredible candlelight and they have fragrance and people feel the mood and you don't understand why this is the fragrance, they love, it give you the resources of to enlighten your deepness. But however, prayer is a good way to reconnect. And why it's a way to reconnect? And people say, oh, you know, don't be fanatic. No, I'm not fanatic. Every time you are feeling lonesome or you feel like the life of yours is not important enough, it's because you're looking into yourself. And that's the balance that you're always in awe when you look in itself. You need to see what you can do for the world. And that's, you know, JFK, famous sentence, and don't ask what you can do for America, ask what you can do, what America can do for you, but what you can do for America. It's a sentence that's come from the best basic understanding, really of spiritual life, that you have to give, you have to honor the soul that was given to you in order for you to be happy. And I know that there are lost soul out there that needs to cling to something and they don't know how. And I would tell them that you need to stop thinking that you are so much of yourself. Don't take yourself so seriously. That's an American way. And I love that. Every time I would hear that, I would really rejoice the American way of being, because in South Carolina, you know, South Carolina is famous for a lot of things. But there is an island, a very sweet island called Hilton Head Island, where all the good men of this universe that sometimes, you know, pass by, they do something. They drop the masquerade off and they said, been there, done that. And that's it. We're not doing it anymore. So don't worry about a lot of things in your life. Just don't take yourself so seriously. And even if they insult you, so what? Get insulted every day. I get insulted every day, they say, you know, so what? And get this ego of yours cannot be bigger than the world. You see, every time you keep yourself in proportion by praying, it's because you pray and you remember that there is a God and it's not us, and all the rest needs to come along and play nice. That's it. Now, for some reason, people think that the notion of God, and that's what the fight on terrorism is their existence. They decided, those terrorists decided, they know God better than us and they'll tell us how to live. So this is the all complexity of theology, that people understand that there is one God only, and you can call it whatever you want and love him the way you want and honor and worship. But you have to reconcile that he had the choice to choose others too, okay? So let's go to a break and we'll be, we'll be back ending the show, wrapping it up. And it's another Wednesday. Okay.
Leap of Faith with Penina Taylor.
We live in the age of information, but not inspiration. If you're like me, you're looking to be inspired, to reach higher, to connect more, and to grow. Well, if you want to get warm, you need to stand close to the fire. And if you want to catch fire, you need to stand close enough to get hit by the sparks. Join me, Penina Taylor, as we walk with people who have embarked on a spiritual journey towards Torah. We'll uncover what started them on their journey and what truths they discovered along the way. So prepare to be inspired as we take a leap of faith every Sunday at 5 p.m. on Israel News Talk Radio.
All right, it's Orly Benny Davis, and I'm so sorry, Larry. I'm going in a different direction. Well, I just think about the day I had. I started in the Museum of Tolerance. The Museum of Tolerance is the commemoration of the 6 million Jews that died in the Holocaust. And it was a visit of the Minister of Interior of Italy. the guy that is claiming the throne for the prime minister. And he is a guy that is, was a right-end party. And he's the guy that everybody claimed that he's a fascist party, so they don't really want to be friends with him. But, you know, the fascisti already died in Italy. It's only pretend to be. And then I started there, and I was listening to his talk. And, you know, I had a lot to do with the 2008 letter to the Jewish people from the Berlusconi government letter. So it was something that I wanted to claim. And I talked to him, but I heard a little thing that called that experience that you sense when you talk to a savvy politician, because you can walk to any senators in America and you know he's top notch. You know, South Carolina has Lindsey Graham, and Lindsey Graham, when you walk into him, you don't mess with him. He talks and he knows what he's talking about. And Joe Wilson, of course, is the man of the hour. He's the guy that brought the delegation of 9 congressmen from the USA to the moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. So I have some sense of what professional politician are. And Salvini, the interior minister, is the youngest. So I talked to him and said, oh, you need a lot of courage. And he looked at me. It's like, what do you mean to courage? It's like, oh, I'm the courageous guy. And I wanted to tell him, you know, you come to the Middle East, courage is not something that you take for granted. You need a lot of it. Anyway, so Larry, I'm so sorry if you don't like it, but, you know, that's something that come with the territory. Yeah, we are Israeli. We run a lot in different ways and a lot of different things. And I didn't take it to heart, not. But the truth of the matter is that I started the day in the Holocaust Museum. Then I went to the Knesset to meet with my friends, some ministers and some member of Knesset. And I tried to talk sense out of it. And the heat was so high that I couldn't breathe. And I'm saying, what's going on? Why is it so hot? And I realized that people are complacent, like I said before. We are complacent sometimes, but there are people in the work, and I know that the IDF is strong, and America is our best friends and allies, and I know the Russian would not like to take this region to a different level, because we have economy to work on. We have still sanctions that we need to see if we can get through and talk the talk. There, please, there's so much stuff to do in this universe, and a lot of students, new cybersecurity that we need to learn and teach. And for God's sake, everybody, let's play nice, because we can blow the whole Middle East up in, you know, in no time, because you got the superpower, you got America and you got Russia here. And the Iranian, the news that the Iranian are positioning themselves to take control of Syria, and not just control of their physical being, but control also on the spiritual being, because they say that they're teaching Shiite everywhere. And those refugees that are not Shiite are afraid to come back to Syria, because they found out that whoever go there needs to be Shiite. So it's not just geographic takeover, it's also spiritual takeover, which is the culmination of not freedom, you know, because when you start to capture somebody's spirit, that's what they're doing when they're fighting you or us, when they said you can be. That's terrorism for me. Stop being who you are and listen to my God. But, you know, you cannot. God is God. And let him be. Let us just be ourselves and work. So we have a lot of plans to work with Italy on the economic level, and the fact that they need to set the stage different with Berlusconi on the next government, because Berlusconi is our friends and allies in the path to peaceful coexistence in the Middle East and also with Russia, which is a very important thing that nobody mentioned. And Salvini is a guy, you know, that can do the work, but he needs the supervision, I guess. I'm sorry. But really, 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 you need to have people that know what they're doing in the region. And the fact that the Russians are players and Italy can influence the resolution with the terrorist organization that are playing around, I think that it will be a very major player and factor. And of course, if you also think about the European Union, that you don't want it to collapse. But as I said in the 2002, when Italy joined the European Union, I think when they transfer from the lira to the euro, I said that the euro will be 50 cents at the dollar. Why? Because I tracked the dollar. I knew that the European Union are a fantasy. And it didn't prove me wrong, because now it used to be so strong and now it's really, really close to 1-to-1, to dollar to euro. So it's coming up soon. Anyway, yes, I've been all over this region as far as I'm concerned. I know that the Italians are a major player in Europe and I love them and I want them to be good and on the right side. I know that the Russians are contemplating what to do. The Iranians, of course, want to destroy Israel. And the tunnels that they are building are the living proof. So if anybody wants to ask if Iran has a plan, I think that they do. And I'm calling all my friends in America to understand and stand with us. And all our friends in the world, whoever listened from all over, that, you know, we have plenty of countries that are listening to us, can understand that, you know, there is a way to handle things, but, you know, differently from wars. Maybe, you know, the women way, you know, let's kiss and make up, right? Now, I know that the Chinese are listening, and there is a very incredible stories about their understanding of how to fight terrorism. So they are creating some schools. So there is a story there that needs to be explored. And I know that it will be a little too much for me to try to talk about it this show, but the next show maybe we can. Now, you guys have an understanding that this is a winding up of 2018 was incredible year of challenges and changes, maybe a game player in the history of this universe. I don't know, universe as we know it, of course. I don't know if you guys can take a segment of history and pass it. I know that everybody announced that 2008 was the collapse of the economy as we knew it, right? And now 10 years after, we are looking at the cybersecurity threat level that is really high, the risk of the state of Israel that is really high. The American repositioning in the world is, you know, back on track, thank God. And we have President Trump that still everybody trying to blame him. But as Alan Dershowitz says, there is nothing, you know, you don't have a smoking gun and there is nothing that you can dip, you know, except if you flex justice. So 2018 was incredible, and we are going to do better if we think about the goal of next year, 2019, what we want to achieve. And, you know, we have 2 minutes to go. So I think that we might have a very nice conversation next week to talk about what 2019 can look like from the moderate way. Or, yes, thank you, Larry. And, yeah, I know that, Larry, you need to come on my show next week so we can talk about the Chinese issue, because there is a really, really issue. Learn, you know, study, read about it, and then we'll talk about it, because there is so much going on that was not mentioned in the news. Anyway, We are running out of time, and it was a crazy show, I know. But it comes too, you know. People are preparing, and there is, you know, minister I wanted to interview, and there was a singer I wanted to interview that, you know, maybe next week he will come to talk to us. So by all means, I just wanted to let you know that I was running to you. I was not rushing. I was trying to be here for you, as always, because I come with love from Jerusalem, and I love every minute here, and I bless you, and I pray with you, and I care for every one of you in the audience, and I want you on this, to tell everybody about this show so we can talk, about everything, all right? So we'll listen, you know, we'll talk to you back next week, okay? And thank you so much for your listening and my chat room friends. God bless you. Bye-bye. Ciao, ciao.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
If you're hearing this message, everyone else can too. Advertise with Israel News Talk Radio and get your message out to people. We'll build a personalized package for you. Contact advertising at israelnewstalkradio.com.
Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Jake in Anchorage, Alaska, and I love listening to all the super interesting interviews and up-to-date information on what's happening in Israel.
Hello, this is Anna King, originally from London, now living in Israel. And what can I say? Israel News Talk Radio is my cup of tea.
My name is Bhaskar. I'm from India, and I love listening because you get to know the truth and wonderful voices from this lovely country.
Mom!
Okay, wait a minute.
Hi, this is Chava Dax, and I'm calling for the rolling hills of Maale Adumim, just north of Jerusalem. I always listen to Israel News Talk Radio to get all the latest news and commentary and to keep me up to date every day.
This is Sarah Dax from Maale Adumim, and I'm 12. I wish Israel News Talk Radio was boring so my mom wouldn't listen to it all the time. Mom!
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.